天把今天的日子归给我们的主。
Dear God, we thank you for being able to come today.
主，谢谢你，让我们今天能够来到你的圣殿里面。
Celebrate your life.
来纪念你的生命。
Today we're going to talk about changing the world.
今天我们会讲到改变这个世界。
And through the Holy Spirit, we can do that.
经由圣灵的大能，我们有能力这样做。
We ask, Lord, that you would bless this service.
主啊，求你祝福今天这个崇拜。
That your words would encourage us today.
让你的话语来鼓励我们。
And also the words from our youth.
也鼓励我们的年轻的孩子们。
We ask these things in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们的祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
And that's the 6 minute one.
这
yeah. So someone could get the lights.
先把灯关掉，我们看这六分钟的电影。
My heart is where my treasure lies. Earth needs the rain. We need you, Lord, like we need our next breath. How the plants need what's left, then we start all over again. Everything is held together by you. You are the glue, the substance that keeps the universe intact.
Pretty exciting. We're going to have some more pictures at the end of more of our youth. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're on mission for God. And I believe God wants to use this church to go out to the world.
等一下，我们还有更多的相片跟各位做一个分享报告。今天我们要讲信息是跟着一个改变的世界有关系。
And the message of the sermon is to change the world.
So, 今天我们正道的主题是改变这个世界。
If you can open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 17, verses 5 through 9.
请跟我一起来打开圣经，翻到《使徒行传》第十七章第五到九节。
Acts 17, verses 5 through 9.
使徒行传十七章五到九节。
But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house. They are defying Caesar's decree, saying that there is another king, one called Jesus." When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go.
经文上这样记载着说，在那不幸的犹太人心里嫉妒，召集了些市井的匪类，大伙成群，耸动合成的人闯进野孙的家，要将保罗、希拉带到百姓那里。找不着他们，就把耶孙和几个弟兄拉到地方官那里，喊叫说，那搞乱天下的也到这里来了。耶孙收留他们，这些人都是违背凯撒的命令，说另有一个王耶稣。众人和地方官听见这话就惊慌了，于是取了耶孙和其余人之人的宝状，就释放他们。
See, in this time, The defying Caesar's decrees was a serious matter. To say that there's another king was serious in nature.
当时在凯撒大帝的统治之下，如果说另外还有一个王，是一件非常不得了的事情。
So it caused an uproar.
造成一些扰乱。
But these men of the Bible were strong in their belief in Jesus.
但是在这圣经里面提到这几个人，他们在耶稣里面是壮胆的。
These were men that were ready to change the world.
这些人他们是要将这个世界来翻转。
And I believe are one of the reasons why we have the strong Christian faith today.
今天我相信我们有一个很好坚定的基督的信仰。
They weren't afraid to go to prison.
我们不会害怕去探访别人。
Because they were focused on Christ.
因为我们专注在基督身上。
There was a president of one of the great theological seminaries meeting with the chairman of an accreditation committee.
有一个很著名的神学院院长跟教在教务会议里面跟教务长一起开会。
He was asked, "What is your purpose in this institution?"
这个校长被问到，这个神学院成立的目的是什么？
Without hesitation, he said, "To change the world."
没有一点的犹豫，这个校长说，目的是要改变这个世界。
The secular chairman didn't particularly like that.
这个教务长他不是一个信徒，他不大喜欢他这样的说法。
So he tried to repeat the question, trying to shake him up a little bit.
他就不停问这个校长，看看是不是可以改变他的说法。
But the president didn't lose his position.
但这个校长并没有改变他的说法。
He was there for one singular purpose, to change the world.
这个神学院存在目的的唯一的目的就要改变这个世界。
And our purpose as individuals and as a church should be that singular purpose to change this world for Christ.
在我们以个人来讲，或者一个教会来讲，我们的目的也是要去改变这个世界。
And I expect the world will be different when we leave it, when we go into it knowing that Christ has changed us and we have something to give to this world.
我知道借着耶稣基督福音的大能，当我来到这世界，跟我离开这个世界的时候，这世界要有所不同。
See, we have the Holy Spirit as Christians that gives us power.
因为圣灵在基督徒的心里面有给我们大的大能。
It was said about Paul and Silas that they turned the world upside down.
这里讲到保罗和希拉，把当时的这个社会。这个世界做了一个很大的翻转。
But first, I want to talk about a few different points, and the first one is the secret of spiritual multiplication.
首先，我要跟位在这用这个故事来跟位讲一几个重点。第一个就是在灵里面衍生的繁衍的一个秘密。
You might say, Pastor, I know my multiplication tables.
你可以说，牧师，我知道的九九乘法表是什么。
I learned those a long time ago.
当我小学生的时候，我就学了这些东西。
But this is a different one, a spiritual multiplication.
但我们这里讲的是不一样，是讲在灵里面怎么样衍生。
You might think, you know, I'm just a regular person. I don't mind helping out, but sharing my faith is something that's a little bit scary.
牧师，等等，我是一个普通的人，你做些事情可以，你叫我去跟别人。分享福音我可能做不到耶。
And helping in the church is essential. We love help in the church. We need it. We need people to serve here.
在教会里面服侍跟帮忙这是基本的，而且教会也需要各位的参与。
But as we grow in Christ, we have something wonderful to share with this world.
当我们在基督里面越来成长的时候，我们有些好的东西我们要跟这个世界来分享。
Let me share a story about a man named Edward Kimball.
我跟各位来分享一个人，这个人叫做 Edward Kimball.
Edward Kimball taught a Sunday school class to boys.
他这个人在教会里面跟十几岁的这男孩子教他们的主日学。
So one day he thought, I'm going to speak personally to one of my boys in Sunday school.
有一天Kimball 先生说，我要对我们这个年轻的孩子个别的跟他们来讲福音。
So he went to the shoe store where the boy worked part time.
这个孩子他是在一个鞋店卖鞋店里面做一个part time 工作，他决定去找他。
So he shared the Lord with the young boy, and he accepted the Lord right amongst the shoe boxes.
就在这个鞋店后面那个放鞋子的地这个仓库地方，他跟着孩子分享了福音，这孩子接受了这个福音。
And the Lord was able to enable him to win him for Christ.
神用了这个 Kimball 先生把这个年轻的孩子带到主的面前。
That young boy's name was Dwight L. Moody.
这个年轻孩子的名字叫 Dwight Moody.
And he was one of the greatest preachers and evangelists of our time.
在当时是他是穆迪后来成为一个 很伟大的布道家跟牧师。
When Moody was preaching later in England, he influenced a young man named F.B. Meyer.
那穆迪去到英国开布道会的时候，他影响到另外一位先生叫做 F.B. Meyer.
And he also became a great preacher and an evangelist.
先生后来也变成一个很著名的牧师跟一个布道家。
Meyer came to America where he influenced J. Wilbur Chapman.
后来 Meyer 先生来到美国，他影响到Wilbur Chapman,
who became a great evangelist.
他后来也变成一个很伟大的布道家。
Chapman influenced his assistant Billy Sunday.
Chapman 后来也影响了他的助手，他名字叫做 Billy Sunday,
whose preaching changed the face of this nation.
Sunday 先生的布道讲道改变了这美国这个国家的一个形象。
And he went to Charlotte in 1924.
Sunday 先生后来去到
North Carolina.
North Carolina, yep, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte 的城市。
And they conduct the great evangelistic meeting.
他在那里有一个做很大的一个布道会。
And a number of men who were converted formed an organization in 1932.
在那个布道会当中有很多人决定成立一个机构。在1932年的时候
and they invited a guest speaker named Mordecai Ham.
他们在布道会时候请了一位讲员叫做 Mordecai Ham.
And during Ham's campaign, a 16-year-old boy came to hear him preach.
在这个 Ham 先生的布道会里面，一位16岁的男孩子来听他布道会。
That young man was Billy Graham.
那个年轻的孩子后来接受主，他是谁？是 Billy Graham， 戈培里牧师
，who was converted to Christ at that meeting。
在那个布道会里面，戈培里相信的主
，who could number in the millions who he influenced。
他影响到数以百万计的人。
And now his son is taking up his ministry。
现在他的孩子来接他的棒，做他的事工。
And it started with Edward Kimball。One day in the back of a shoe store.
只是在某那一天，在鞋店后面仓库里面 ，Mr. Kimball 先生做了一个事情。
Now, because we share our faith, it doesn't mean that someone's going to become a great evangelist.
我们今天跟别人分享，不一定代表那个人将来会成为一个很著名的布道家。
But praise God that these men cared enough to go and share it.
但是我们很感谢主，为那些人他们这样的关心主的工作，他们做了伟大的工作。
And probably influenced us today.
他对我们是一个何等大的鼓励。
The second point is the importance of being concerned.
第二个重要的是说，当一个人被关怀、被关注的那个重要性。
It's easy to get caught up into our lives.
我们的生活当中有很多很多琐琐碎碎的事情会发生。
Being concerned is what life changers is all about.
随着我们刚讲到这个生命改变运动，他们所有的运动主要是他们关怀他人。
See, we reach out to the afflicted people.
他们去关心到那些身体上有病痛的人。
That have been forgotten.
他们被遗忘的人。
These neighborhoods have been ravaged with poverty, gang violence, prostitution, and drugs.
他们居住的环境是一个非常贫穷的环境，里面有很多帮派的暴动、暴力，还有
children grow up in these neighborhoods, in these environments, just 30 minutes from this building.
他们还有娼妓，还有毒品，知道吗？那些地方离开我们的教会建筑只不过30英里而已。
I want to tell you about a story about a woman I met a week ago from last Friday.
上礼拜五我碰到一位妇人，我要跟你分享我跟她的故事。
Her name is Ender.
这个妇人的名字叫做 Ander。
While we were working, and our work groups wear different colors.
我们跟不同负责人在那边工作的时候。
So my work group was the orange color.
哦，我们穿不同颜色衣服，那我穿的衣服制服的颜色是橙色。
There's an orange person right there.
那边有一位穿橙色 T恤的兵台子。
Conrad was on my team.
那叫 Conrad， Conrad 是跟我同一组。
So we were busy working the orange team cleaning out an abandoned house and a field next door.
我们当时我们就穿橙色衣服这一组人正在把一个房子拆掉，还把环境弄干净。
We were cleaning up garbage and cutting down grass.
我们把垃圾搬走，把一些在剪草。
And Ender pulled up in her car.
Ender 这他车子停在那边就停下来。
So she stopped and I went over to talk to her.
她停下来之后我就走前去来跟她说话。
And she was so thankful that we were in her neighborhood trying to make a difference.
因为她很感谢我们这群人在帮她的居住环境能够弄得再好一点。
See, these neighborhoods that were ravaged, there's like half and sometimes three quarters on a street will be abandoned homes.
在这个那段街上只有四分之三的房子是空置在那边，没有人住的。
She shared a story to me.
她跟我讲了她的故事。
She shared how her house has been broken into three times.
她告诉我她的房子被人家break into 跑进去了，侵入了三次。
And just how a couple weeks ago, before we were there, someone kicked in her back door, stole her computer, her clothes, and her rent money.
过在两三礼拜之前，有人就把她后门这房子踢开进去，把她的电脑啊，把她的钱、衣服都拿走了。
See, Ender has a nice, clean home. She rents it.
她住了一个房子，她弄得很干净。
She works at the local Walmart.
他在当附近一家 Walmart 店做工上班。
But she's broken inside.
但是他内心是很伤心很破碎。
Because every time she leaves for work, she worries that someone will break in.
每次他上班的时候他就很担心他的房子会不会又被人家跑进去。
She doesn't make much money.
他赚的钱并不多。
But she makes best of what she has.
但是他能够尽他力来做他能够做的事情。
As I was sharing with her, the tears were coming down her face.
在我跟她谈话当中的时候，她眼泪不断的流下来。
And I was able to pray with her.
我就跟她一起祷告。
She shared more about her daughter who has five kids.
她也告诉我她有一个女儿，她的女儿有五个孩子。
Her five kids were in a mold infested home.
他们住在一个房子里面，蜘蛛网那个被虫蛀了。
And Ender said, "You've got to get yourself out of there."
他跟女儿说，你必须要搬出来，搬开那个房子。
And so they moved to a better place, but they don't have beds and they sleep on the floor.
虽然他们搬到一个稍微好的地方，但是他们没有床，他们一家都睡在地板上。
So after I prayed with her, I got her phone number.
我跟他祷告之后，我也拿了他的电话。
And I got to call her yesterday.
我昨天打电话给他。
And she's a very nervous person, and at first didn't know who I was.
我打电话的时候，她很紧张，因为她不记得我是谁。
And I let her know I'm Pastor Steve, and we're the guys that mowed your lawn.
我跟他讲说我是Kelmy 是牧师，那天我帮你院子剪过草。
And she was in the middle of something. I said, "Why don't you call me back next week?" And she was so thankful that I called.
她很忙，她说你可以下礼拜再打电话给我。她说我很谢谢你打电话给我。
There's people in this world that need us.
在这个世界上有不少的人需要我们。
And we're those people.
我们就是那些人。
See, we're here for one purpose, and that's to change the world.
我们今天存在在这边，唯一的目的就是要来改变这个世界。
You know, some of these neighborhoods are so dangerous. I would say some of them are more dangerous than the Middle East or even Africa.
你知道吗？在底特律有些居住的环境是那么的危险，甚至比在中东、比在阿富汗的情况更危险。
During our backyard Bible studies, I found out some of the kids have bullet holes in their front doors.
在我跟当地的孩子做主日学教学的时候，发现他们家很多人的前门上都有子弹的弹孔。
But many of us sit daily, yearly, watching people die, struggle, and face everlasting torment without doing anything to help.
许多许多的我们每天每一年坐在那边，看着人这样死去，看他们在生命中有挣扎，而且面对一些无穷无止境的痛苦烦恼，而不去帮助他们。
And I'm so thankful that I got to go to Life Changers to even wake myself up.
我感谢有这么机会参加这个改变生命的运动，让我看到一些我从前没有看到的东西。
It's not easy always to be concerned about other people.
去关怀别人不是一件很容易的事情。
It takes effort on our part.
我们需要付上代价。
We have to do it purposefully.
我们必须有一个这样的目的。来去做这样的事情。
Number three, the command to be witnesses. We need to be witnesses for the Lord.
第三个就是我们有主命令我们要为他做见证人。
See, there's a gospel that needs to be proclaimed to this world.
因为这个福音，我们需要把福音来传给这个世界。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4.
请大家翻到哥林多前书第15章第一到四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4.
哥林多前书15章一到四节。
Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved. If you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
经文上这样记载着说，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受与传给你们的，第一就基督照圣经所说的为我们罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
I'm convinced that we can't have faith and love and not be witnesses for Christ.
我相信，如果我们没有足够的信心和对人的爱，我们不能够做基督的见证人。
And it's normal to be nervous in the beginning as believers to share our faith.
当你开始做信徒的时候，你去跟着传福音，心里总是有点怕怕的，这正常。
But there's a point as Christians where we need to get past our comfort zone and be more caring about the other person that doesn't have everlasting life like we do.
但是我们做基督徒，我们每天生命成长的时候，我们一定应该会超过一点，让我们能够跳出我们的安全区，去跟别人分享这个福音。
Number four, the blessing of holy boldness.
第四点要讲的就是在灵里面壮胆所得到的祝福。
Our youth were taught how to share their faith.
我们的青少年的弟兄姊妹，他们有被装备怎么样去跟别人分享福音。
And I brought a little card with me that we got.
我带了一张卡片，是我们去的时候带着的。
It's that easy.
就是那么容易。
I'm going to read it.
我要读给你们听。
Number one.
一。
Do you have any spiritual beliefs?
你有没有一个信仰呢？
Number two, to you, who is Jesus?
对你这个是不是就是基督呢？
Number three, do you believe in a heaven or a hell?
第三，有问的问题是你相不相信有天堂有地狱？
If you were to die today, where do you think you would go?
如果今天过去的话，你会去到哪里？
And the fifth question we would ask somebody,
我们要问的第五个问题是
If God said, why should I let you into my kingdom, what would you say?
神说,如果让你进入我的国度,你会怎么说?
And on the back we have some Roman verses.
在这卡片反面,我们罗马书的一些经文。
And it was very great to see our youth share their faith at Life Changers.
我们在这个改变生命运动中,我们看到我们的青少年怎么样向那些不信的人来分享福音。
Four children came to faith in Christ.
四个孩子就这样接受了
through our youth.
由我们青少年的这样的一个运动，他们接受了福音。
It came through holy boldness.
他们有在属灵里面的壮胆。
Let's look at Acts chapter 4 verse 13.
我们再看看使徒行传的第四章第十三节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 13.
使徒行传四章十三节。
When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
经上这样记载说，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民。就稀奇认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
As believers, we need to be bold in our faith.
是作为相信耶稣的人，我们在灵里面我们要胆壮。
We need to keep short accounts of our sin and repent daily.
每天我们要向神来认罪。
We also need our hearts to be full of joy and delight.
我们的心应该被喜乐跟欢欣所充满。
And that we can realize that sharing Jesus is a joy.
我们要知道跟别人分享基督原来是一个很快乐的事情。
Let me give you an example.
让我告诉你一个例子。
When we say we see something beautiful, we say, isn't that beautiful?
当我们看了一件很漂亮美丽的事情，我们会不会跟人家说，你看看，这是不是很美丽的事情呢？
What a magnificent sunset.
比如看到很漂亮的日落，你会跟人家说，这日落是不是很漂亮呢？
Or we appreciate art and we said, wow, look at that beautiful picture.
我们看了一个艺术品的话，我们跟他说，哎，看看那个很艺术品多么的多么的美丽。
And if we have the joy of Christ in our heart,
当我们心里面有充满基督的喜乐的时候，
it needs to overflow to other people.
很自然的，我们把这个喜乐来流传给别人。
That we can share our enjoyment of who we are in Christ.
我们跟别人分享说，我们在基督里我们是谁，我们会为什么会有这样的喜乐。
Many Christians, myself included, sometimes we fall into a trap.
很多基督徒包括自己在内，我们常常会不小心掉到陷阱里面。
We get caught up in the world. We get caught up into our jobs.
我们为这个世界，为我们的工作，我们是把我们注意力分散。
And we forget what Christ did for us.
忘记了基督为我们做的一切。
He's given us everything.
因为他给了我们的所有的一切。
There's a story about a woman named Aunt Sophie.
就有一个故事，她名有一个女的，她是叫 Aunt Sophie。她是一个清洁的女工。他相信了耶稣基督，他并没有受什么好的教育。
But she was a dear lady that always had a song in her heart.
但是她是一个主的姊妹，心里面充满了喜乐。
And whenever she had opportunity, she would share the love of and grace that Christ had with other people.
当她一有机会的时候，她就向别人分享基督的喜乐跟这个救恩。
Well, she was getting old and someone made fun of her.
当她越来越老的时候，有人就开始开她的玩笑，拿她做开心。
They said that she was sharing Christ to a wooden Indian outside of a cigar store.
有人说她在一个卖雪茄店的门口向一个木雕的印第安人来分享福音。
When Sophie heard this, she replied,
Sophie 听到这样故事，她就这样子回应了。
Perhaps I did. My eyesight is not so good.
或许我曾经做过这样的事情，可能是我的视力眼睛不好。
But talking about Christ to a wooden Indian is not as bad as being a wooden Christian and never talking to anybody about the Lord.
跟一个木雕的印第安人传福音，或许不会比一个木头的基督徒不向任何人传福音来的差吧。
And many times we're wooden Christians, aren't we?
是不是我们说我们自己都是我们自己是一个木头的基督徒
？I have another story to tell.
我也有还有另外一个故事要跟各位分享一下。
There was a certain church that noticed that no one came to Christ for a whole year.
有一天有个教会发现到这个教会在过去一年当中没有带一个人新的人来归主。
So the pastor gathered the deacons together.
所以牧师就把所有弟兄都叫来了。
And convince them if we can't have one convert in our church, we need to resign.
如果我们再不带人来归主的话，我们所有这些人都要辞职。
Well, the next morning, one of the deacons went to his store with a heavy heart.
有一个执事，他心里非常沉重，第二天就到他的店里面。
And he invited the first clerk that he saw into his office.
他那天当天来到店里上班的第一个文员。他就把他叫到他的办公室里面来。
They had a heart-to-heart talk.
他们一个心对心的谈话。
And soon the clerk accepted Christ.
这位文员很快的接受了基督。
Then another was called in.
然后下一个又被叫进来。
By late afternoon, 11 people in his store came to Christ.
当那天下午傍晚的时候，有11个人接受了基督。
But it didn't end there.
但这个故事并没有完。
The other deacons were busy.
其他的弟兄也很忙。
And following Sunday, they had received 30 new believers into their church.
其他执事也在很忙传福音，到下个礼拜天的时候，有30个新的基督徒来到他们教会里面。
See, the deacons and that pastor were very concerned, genuinely concerned about their fellow men that were being lost.
因为这个牧师跟这些执事们，他们心里面真正的是很担心那些失丧的人。
Without a savior.
他们因为他们没有一个救主。
In conclusion, we need to multiply our faith by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
最后我跟各位讲，我们要在我们自己信心里面要我们在我们让我们信仰能够扩展出去，我们必须要把我们的好的消息跟别人分享。
And we need to have a concern about those in need around us.
我们真正要关心到那些在我们周围失丧的人。
Not just with our mouths, but also with our hands.
不是只用我们的嘴巴，要用我们的手。
Sometimes it's easy for us to write a check.
很多时候我们容易就写一张支票。
But I believe there's something amazing about getting your hands dirty and helping those people in need.
但我相信你们要去做，然后帮去才直接帮助那些需要帮助的人。
We need to be witnesses.
我们需要做主的见证人。
Not just with our hands or in our mouth, but how we live our life out in this world.
不是用嘴巴或一些帮助，而是怎么样来活出基督耶稣的样生活的样式。
People should say, "Wow, that guy is really different."
耶稣那人说，哦，这个人真的不一样了。
We need to be different, don't we?
我们是不是都需要有所改变呢？
That doesn't mean we dye our hair purple.
并不是说我们把头所改变，意思不是说把我们头发染成紫色。
Some teenagers might want to do that.
或许一些年轻的孩子他们愿意想这样做。
But we also need to be careful that we don't get caught up into the details of life, the small, unimportant details.
我们也要小心，不要为我们生活周遭那些小小琐碎的事情，把我们都占据，把我们注意力都移开了。
And therefore forget about those who are going to everlasting torment.
而忘记了那些人，他们正一步一步走向永恒的痛苦。
In hell.
在去到地狱里面。
We need to analyze our spiritual lives, and we need to ask God Where do we need to grow personally?
我们要在自己来反省自己属灵的生命，问神，我能够在哪一方面有能够改进。
That's a hard prayer to pray sometimes because God will show it to us.
知道那个是可能有时候很困难的，这很困难的工作，就当神正跟你讲话的时候。
You might say, Pastor, I'm just not equipped to share my faith.
你跟牧师说，牧师啊，我还没有被装备怎么样去跟别人传福音呀。
Well, I have a solution. There's EE training here at this church.
我告诉你们，在这个教会里面有一个答案给你，就是三福。
And I'm also going to be doing one in English if you want to do it in English.
如果你愿意用英文来学三福的话，我可以教你。
But we must be bold in our faith and take courage in who Christ is.
我们在属灵里面要壮胆，在耶稣基督里面我们要有勇气。
We must not forget that the Holy Spirit gives us that power to change this world.
我们不要忘记圣灵会给我们能力力量，让我们来改变这个世界。
Now we have time for some exciting people. This is the youth. Come on down.
现在我要邀请
If I had a drum roll, I would do a drum roll.
年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, do we have another microphone?
Oh, yes, I do.
And youth, if you want to share, what we're going to share is what was meaningful to them during the week of Life Changers.Maybe some of them will want to say it in Chinese.
他们来跟各位分享他们在那个做生命改变、参加生命改变运动这一周当中所的一些事情。
Can you turn that on? It's dead. Use this one. Okay.
Okay. So, hi, I'm Dorothy.
我叫 Dorothy.
And I'll just tell you basically what we did like each day. I mean, like what our daily routine was.
我先来告诉你我们每天都干了什么。
So, Monday.Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, we woke up at around 6:20-ish.
星期一、星期二、星期四、星期五，我们都是六点二十起来。
And then, you know, we'd eat breakfast and change, get ready, that kind of stuff.
吃完早饭，换衣服，准备好以后。
And then at 8:30, we would go to our designated work sites according to what color team you're on.
八点半我们会分成各种各样颜色的组去。八点半我们会穿上我们的颜色的衣服，然后去工作。
And so, some of us got to do demolition, like every day. Some of us had to weed. Some of us like mowed lawns, and some of us picked up trash.
有的人去。砸房子，有的人去，剪草，有的人去捡垃圾，有的人去
weeding.
杂草。
Yeah. And so we worked for 3 hours. So at 11:30, the buses would come pick us up, and we would go back, or we would go eat lunch.
11:30，我们的车来接我们，然后我们去吃午饭。
After that, we would get ready for our backyard Bible clubs, which is basically we are all assigned to different schools, and the kids from the neighborhoods come in.
Okay. 吃完饭以后，我们去附近的小学去，就像教小孩，他们那各地的小孩教他们，Bible, 圣经
Yeah, so this year we had maybe.
Oh, we had about anywhere from 10 to 15.
10 to 15 kids. It wasn't a lot, but.
我们每次都有十到十五个小孩
And like Pastor Steve said, 4 of them accepted Christ that week, so.
Tell them how you got the kids to come.
Oh, All right, it's really creepy. We walked around there. We split into little groups of maybe like 3 or 4 people.
我们去照顾小孩的时候，我们分成小组三四个人去。
We would go and we would physically knock on their doors or ring their doorbells and just stand there, like waiting.
我们去敲门，门铃去找小孩。
And a lot of people didn't open their doors, maybe because they weren't home or maybe because they just thought it was weird that there were like Asian kids just standing there. I don't know.
好多人没有开门，他们可能觉得有点怪，有好多亚洲小孩在外面站着。But
we ended up getting kids. I don't know. I feel like one of the groups is like Josh Teo, Jonathan Mann, I don't know, they ended up coming with like 7 kids. So I don't know how they did it. But
Josh Teo and Jonathan Mann, 他们的组招过来了7个小孩，他们很
cool.
很 cool.
Awesome. So so we would have that, and then afterwards we would go back for dinner. We would go back to the school for dinner, and then we would get ready to have worship.
弄完这个以后，我们会回去吃晚饭，然后晚饭以后我们会有重敬拜。
And then we had a pastor from Texas come, and I'm sure someone will talk about him later, but yeah, he gave the message 5 nights.
我们主要的一个牧师是从 Texas 来的，然后他每天晚上都讲一点。
And then our band was from Spring Arbor, the Wellspring band. They come every year.
我们的敬拜团是从 Spring Arbor 大学来的。
And what else?
And pass it down.
And then we would go to sleep at night. Oh, well, actually, no. We would have devotions first, and every devotion, I personally would just be like, But it was pretty late. I think it was like
11 or 12.
睡觉前我们还有小组的 然后大家因为很晚都11点，所以我们都很累。 Dorothy 就是这样。
Okay, so I'm Tiffany, and while we were there, we learned like these 5 questions, the ones that he mentioned, that Pastor Steve mentioned, and so I tried using them one day. Oh wait, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 我叫 Tiffany. 刚才牧师说了有一个小卡片上有5个问题，我有一天试着用这5个问题。
It was a good experience.
是个很好的经验。
My name is Conrad.
我叫 Conrad.
Something I'm going to share is what our camp pastor Rusty Thomas said.
我想分享一下我们
camp 牧师的他说的 in one of his sermons he said go anywhere, do anything, and give up everything.
他有一次说 去各地干各种事情 and 丢掉全部放弃所有
and it just really reminded me that we have to be ready to go anywhere God tells us to go, and give up, do anything God tells us to do, and give up everything. God tells us to.
他就是说让我们出去不要担心，然后就跟着上帝说让我们干的事情。
Alright, so one of the times when we were, actually no, every day when we went to recruit kids for the backyard Bible clubs.
我叫 Kevin, 我们天每天每天我们都出去去招呼小孩去我们的学校 backyard Bible club.
And I realized that their doors were always open.
我发现他们的门都总是开着的。
So towards like the last 2 days or something, I realized that they either had to keep them open or risk getting robbed.
因为他们必须开着门，要不会有小偷来。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. That made me think, cause yeah, we really don't have to worry about that here.
我想我很感谢我们这儿都不需要。那种担心那种事情。
Okay. My name is Jay.
我叫 Jay.
I'll talk about what we did on Wednesday.
我想讲我们星期三干了什么。
So like we woke up at like 6 o'clock, got ready, went to go eat breakfast. And then we went to work.
我们跟一般其他天开始是一样的，六点钟起来，我们吃完饭去工作。
Alright, so after that, after work, we went to this one church to eat fried chicken.
工作完我们去一个教会去吃炸鸡。
After that, we went back to our resting place and we got ready for Rolling Hills.
然后我们回去准备去一个去 Rolling Hills 玩水。
At the Rolling Hills, it wasn't really fun because there were like over like 200 people there and we didn't really do anything there.
不是太好玩，太多人了，200多个人。
And after that, I guess we went back to our resting place. And then, And then we had this, this like all night sharing thing. Like you could, go up front and, talk about your life, about, like your testimony about Jesus.
我们回去以后有机会去跟大家分享我们自己的，跟上帝的。当基督徒的经验。
And after that, we went to sleep.
然后我们睡觉了。
These youth are wonderful. I'm so blessed to work with them.
我们的青少年他们做了很好的工作，为这个事情我们谢谢上帝。
And I saw all of them grow during the week we were there.
在那个当中我们看到我们的年轻孩子们的成长。
And I did a lot of growing too.
我自也令到我有所成长。
I want you guys to just give them a hand, because they sacrificed a week to go do this. I know a lot of them had other things planned, and so they sacrificed to go and serve instead of do different things.
我知道他们个人计划，但是那个月那礼拜他们牺牲了礼拜时间。来为神工作。
Not all of them could come. We had 11 go, 12 counting myself.
连我自己一共有12个人参加这个改变生命的运动。
One of the things that Jay shared about, there was a sharing night on Wednesday.
当 Jay 讲到礼拜三晚上他们一个分享的夜晚。
And some of the kids opened up their hearts, and it was hard to hear. It was so emotional.
那些孩子开了他们的心跟真很有情绪化来分享他们的个人经历。
Some of the teens shared that they had been drug addicts.
有人分享他们是在使用有习惯性的使用一些毒品。
Some shared how they thought about suicide.
那有人分享他们想过要去自杀。
Some shared how they had gotten in some bad relationships.
And
some shared how they had family problems at home.
Just
so you know, that wasn't our youth that shared that.
这不是我们青少年所分享的。
But the thing that was important is during that time, it was very emotional because it was like these youth opened up their hearts and their lives to us.
我们知道那天晚上分享的是孩子们打开他们心，用他们感情把他们的这个经历来分享出来。
And to me, that's a wonderful reflection of how we as believers need to be like.
这让我想到我们当基督徒应该要做些什么。We
need to open our lives up to those around us. We need to let our brothers and sisters know that we're struggling. We need help.
我们应该让弟兄姊妹晓得我们自己的感受，里面有什么挣扎，你要让我们晓，让弟兄姊妹知道。And
the awesome thing that happened after that.
之后会有一些很好的事情会发生。Is
that people would come around them and give them hugs and encourage them.
就像那天晚上有很多人走到前面来跟这些分享过孩子有一个拥抱来鼓励来支持他们。But
I just want us to give the youth a hand.
我们来鼓掌来谢谢他们。We're
going to have a quick slideshow. We'll move things along. At the English service, it was a little too long, so they said cut it down. So I've got it shortened. So we're going to have an 8-minute slideshow.
接下来有一些照片跟大家分享，大约花的时间是8分钟。
And this is more of our youth.
这是我们教会青少年的照片。So
if someone can get the lights, we'll watch that.
我们把灯熄灭，我们来看。
me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, nothing too far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you could share that with us.
谢谢你，你们大家在这边跟你一起分享他们的在底特律的活动。
I'm going to close this, and then we're going to have a couple of members come up afterwards.
我要开始结束今天的崇拜。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father, our hearts are broken over the pain and loss of those who are perishing.
天父，我们正在看到那些不像灭亡人，我们心里的是何等的疼痛。
May we be given another opportunity.
让我们能给这些人一个另外一个机会。
To witness for Christ and take advantage of it.
让我们能够做为主做见证人。
So we may not have to come into your presence without one soul with which to greet you.
所以当一天跟见面的时候，我们不会连一个人都没有带上归向你。
May we be concerned with those who are in need.
让我们来关心那些有需要的人。
Lord, help us to have eyes like you.
让我们有跟你同样的一种看见。
To see those needs around us.
来看见在我们周围有需要的人。
Amen.
Amen.
And if Kay Tong and Hudi,
有两位弟兄姊妹要离开我们。
I'm,